Hello, everybody. This is Joe Corrier, and this is the Warren Group's July 2017 foreclosure numbers for Massachusetts. We had 683 petitions to foreclose in the Bay State in July. It's a 33.8% decrease from last July. Here now is Tim Warren with us to discuss the numbers. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Our foreclosures here took a big drop this month. They haven't been this low, actually, since the beginning of 2015. Do you think we'll see them drop even lower, maybe to 2014 levels?
Well, foreclosure activity has definitely slowed. The backlog of mortgage, delinquent mortgages that are awaiting processing continues to decline. And in this strong real estate market, there are a few recent mortgages that are getting into trouble. Nevertheless, it is unlikely that the foreclosure starts in all of 2017 will be lower than what we saw in 2014 or even 2015. Now, those years were extraordinarily low due to lenders hitting the pause button on their processing machinery. Back then, there were too many legal cases and too much government and regulatory pressure to slow things down. This year is likely to be the third lowest year in the past dozen years. So that's cause for some celebration.
Mm-hmm. On the auctions front, we've seen significant decreases, 18% both year over year and year to date decreases for auctions. Is this due simply to the same thing as the petitions falling, or is there another force that's slowing those down?
Well, since the scheduling of an auction is step number two in the foreclosure process, it makes sense that we are seeing a decline in those numbers after a year of declines in the foreclosure starts. But there may be another factor at play here. Right now, we're experiencing a strong real estate market. The number of homes that are listed for sale is at an all-time low. Now, that low supply is driving up prices. So it seems logical that when it becomes publicly known that a home is in foreclosure, there may be a rush of investors who make offers on the property. In some cases, the lender may accept the offer and conclude what is called a short sale. Lenders are reluctant to do this and forego a real live auction, but sometimes the offer is good enough to get the deal done. If that is the case, then the lender saves the time and expense of the full foreclosure process and eliminates the chance that it will end up owning a foreclosed home. As most of us know, the cost of home ownership can be substantial.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense. Well, thank you very much for those insights, Tim. And thanks to everybody for listening here. If you'd like more information about Warren Group products and services, you can go to thewarrengroup.com. Thanks.